Well, since I had a background in journalism, I first heard about Second Life during sort of the quote unquote hype era. And you might remember a lot of businesses sort of jumped, corporations jumped in, and Reuters, which is a journalistic outlet, had a bureau in Second Life. And I thought it was really crazy, just so random and strange that a legitimate, organization would be in a virtual world. And so, and I'd actually played around with other virtual spaces prior, like remember if worlds.net or worlds.com back in the day and others. So I've been an enthusiast for a long, long time. So when Reuters jumped in, I had to check it out. That was my very, very first taste of Second Life. And when I was there, I met a lot of people and had some very deep and interesting conversations about world events. And it was a whole different type of experience than I expected at a much deeper level. And the thing that sort of locked it down for me was at the end of that conversation, like, about 2 or 3 hour text chat, because this was even pre-voice, somebody gave me a hug, which was just such a strange thing to get hugged in a virtual world. It was just a nice, parting, basically. And that just clinched it for me emotionally. I thought, oh my gosh, this is really something else. You can connect with people and actually form really deep relationships. And that's what did it for me. And I've never looked back since.